Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Today, host Richard Pettis brings you the Divine Mercy Chaplet, the Saint of the Day, and our daily update. We will be right back after a few messages.
Looking for a Catholic counselor? Dr. Peter Klapponis, Deb Rojas, and the team at Integrity Counseling Services provide faithful Catholic counseling in Pennsylvania and beyond. We offer telehealth and in-person counseling for porn addiction, betrayal trauma, anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, and much more. You can find us at integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781. That's integritycounselingpa.com or 610-601-9781.
Looking for a Catholic counselor or coach? Dr. Fred Boley provides faithful Catholic counseling and coaching for men in Missouri and beyond. He conveniently offers telehealth services for anxiety, depression, marriage counseling, or just getting stuff done. You can find him at stbarn.org or 872-269-1280. Once again, the number is 872-269-1280.
She is a Catholic recording artist, multi-award-winning songwriter. She sings contemporary and folk rock music. She has been in the music industry for over 5 years. Her music is her ministry. She aims to help people that suffer from all kinds of pain in life and try to bring them to the Lord through her music. She has 3 albums out and her music is being played on radio stations all over the world. Her website is lisamarienicole.com and she is on social media. Her music page is facebook.com Lisa Songs of Worship. YouTube at Lisa M. Nicole. Instagram Lisa_Marie_Nicole_official. Her songs can be purchased on her website, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and everywhere else. Her merchandise store has everything for her ministry and can be accessed through her website. Her new CDs will be available very soon and can be purchased through her website. She counts herself blessed that God has chosen her to help spread his message. She is Lisa Marie Nicole. Get her music today.
The Four Persons Network asks our Catholic friends to check out and join the fast-growing Catholic website, message board, and community at Catholicism Rock. The quality and diversity of contributors is breathtaking and the content spans everything from education to news and commentary and spiritual insight. Partners of the Four Persons and our friends. Please check them out at CatholicismRocks.com.
We at the Four Persons invite you to check out the Rock Company located in Bethlehem. Our friends Tony and Paulette Rock have an incredible selection of hand-crafted masterpieces and religious items. From nativity sets and Last Supper carvings to rosaries and crucifixes. They have items for every budget from modest cost all the way up to priceless treasures. They ship anywhere in the world. Please visit them at therockcompanyshop.com and tell them you heard about them on The Four Persons. The Four Persons, Inc. is a federally registered and licensed 501c3 charity. Any use of any of our content without our permission is prohibited by law. Our purpose is evangelization, education, and social action. Please go to our website at thefourpersons.com or our blog site at thefourpersons.net to make your tax-deductible donation by credit or debit card. You can also send a check to The Four Persons, Inc., P.O. Box 11214, Manassas, Virginia, 20113. To contact us, send us an email at email@thefourpersons.com. Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. I'm sorry.
No problem.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion, for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
I'd like to offer this one up for Keela, for the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. So we've had a lot going on around the four persons lately, despite the fact that Blog Talk Radio has been shutting us out all week on the Chaplet of Divine Mercy.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, John did a really good interview with Trish Knapp of Blessings or Miracles, LLC. And, here at the Four Persons, we believe in reporting the good no matter who's doing it. Isn't that right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got the story of the Good Samaritan, and the people who knew what they were supposed to do just walked right on by. But the Good Samaritan stopped and helped the person that was in need. And so when we recognize Good Samaritans in our life, we need to raise them up. And I noticed that Trish is working with a lot of other Catholic ministries in her area, so she may very well be Catholic. I haven't had a chance to vet that out yet, but I do know this. She did a great job handling herself in that interview, and it was a powerful testimony of a person whose life was transformed because somebody was there to give her a break when she needed one, and she's decided to take those blessings and pay them forward. And powerful testimony, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. So why don't you tell the people about your show on Wednesday, My Confessions?
Yeah. Well, today is my daughter's 37th birthday. My daughter, who I haven't seen in almost 6.5 years. Just a lot of things have been weighing on my heart. And Wednesday I had a pretty bad day. I had some setbacks on Wednesday, and they, pretty significant setbacks. I'm not going to minimize it, but it just made me look back and realize how many times that's happened in my life. And when I was younger and my kids were young and things like these would happen, these kind of devastating things would happen. And again, not trying to minimize anything. We went through some awful, terrible, horrible things.
Okay, John, can you carry the show for about 3 minutes? I've got to step outside for somebody.
So had a lot of, awful, terrible things that I went through, in my life when we were younger. And I just had to confess that a lot of the damage that was done to my family was a result of my not being able to be strong during those times, to handle myself during those times, to be the strong person that my family needed me to be. Now, a lot of things that happened were not my fault. A lot of things that happened were nobody's fault, and there were things that were people's fault. We had to send a family member to prison for 20 years. But through all that, I had to confess that if I had the faith then that I have now, things might not have turned out as badly as they did. And like I said, Wednesday I had a particularly bad day, and birthdays and holidays are really tough for me because I'm estranged from all three of my kids and haven't really done anything to deserve that. It's because they have gotten some really bad advice from some really bad people in the counseling field that tell you that rather than work through difficult things, you just cut people out of your life. That's their solution. It's a toxic solution, but my conscience is clear in that respect. There's nothing that I did that warrants their reaction or their behavior in terms of anything intentional. But I do I did have to admit that there were times when I could have handled the stress better, and that's basically what I was trying to say. As far as the show with Trish Knapp, it's in the top 10 on Blog Talk Radio in the Christian category. It is our 16th top 10 hit. Now, my former apostolate that I belong to just scored their second top 15 of the last 13 months. They're at number 15 now. They've had two top 15 shows in the last 13 months. We've had 21 top 15s. We've had 16 top 10s. They've had zero top 10s. So, we're very happy with where things are going with respect to the people that we used to be associated with, and considering some of the things that are coming out.
Very concerned.
Regret that we were ever associated with them in any way. We just move forward. So, William had two really good shows earlier today. Did you get a chance to listen to them?
I have not had a chance to. They were short, I can tell you that. One was 15 minutes, one was 23 minutes.
Yeah, I listened to both of them. They were very good. She had Amy Brooks, I think it is, from Catholic Influencers. Was one of them. And then the other one was about Doubting Thomas.
Yes, it was.
Doubting Thomas is getting a bad rap. And, I've heard that before, that Doubting Thomas is getting a bad rap. But I didn't realize until I listened to William's show, Thomas is a little bit more prominent in the Gospels than I realized that he was. So, boy, William always just has good stuff, doesn't he?
He always has good stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know what any of the guys are talking about next week. I can tell you guys that Lisa is not feeling well. The Catholic version of Striper is not feeling well, so she had to cancel her show tonight. And we'll get it rescheduled. In the meantime, today is the 27th, so she'll be on Rockin' for God next Saturday. And I can't remember who her guest is going to be.
I'll look that up. Yesterday I was on Ken Litchfield's show, and we did a video and audio. You can find it on Blog Talk Radio. We had to upload it. We did answering, common objections. And I always enjoyed doing those shows, with him. And, I think it turned out to be a pretty interesting show, didn't it? Or did you get a chance to hear it?
It did. And, let's see.
He always does a great job, too.
Let's see, I'm on Lisa's page. Oh, there's Rockin' for God with Lisa Marie Nicole, but it doesn't tell me right there who her guest is.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it, but not able to find it on the calendar. So,
in the meantime, if you guys have not heard her new song, United We Stand, you're missing out.
Yeah, it's really good.
I mean, it's a great, great, great song. And on Saturday, May 4th, she is going to have Robin McBlain and Larry Whitler. They are musicians and authors. And, of course, it'll be 7 p.m. Saturday, May 4th, 7 p.m. Eastern time. So those of y'all in the central time zone or mountain or specific need to figure out for yourselves what time she'll be on in your time zone so you can watch her. And then on Saturday, June 1st, she's going to have singer-songwriter Linda Marks. So she's got two really interesting shows coming up, and that's going to be Saturday, June 1st at 7 p.m. And the likelihood is I'll be tuned into that because I'll probably be on all sorts of good painkillers with my feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am having knee surgery on May 13th, guys. So say a little prayer for me if you don't mind out there.
Oh, you can count on that. Little treat for you tonight. I'm going to be on Eric Anthony Tafoya's show, the traditional urban Catholic. And he actually has close contacts with Jesse Romero, who we're working on. And Jesse has already agreed to come on our show. It's just, you know, got to work out availability and all that. So we already have an agreement in principle. We're putting together quite a list of top-notch apologists that we've had on the four persons, aren't we?
We truly are. We truly are.
And I'm just really happy.
I think that's only going to continue.
Yeah, and adding Jesse Romero to that list is certainly big. So tonight on the Urban Catholic, I'm going to be on his podcast, and then he's going to return the favor soon after. So we've kind of agreed to do a home and home series, as you would say in college
in baseball.
Or baseball, yeah, same thing. A home and home we're doing here.
Okay, so why don't we talk about the saint of the day?
Mm-hmm.
And today's saint of the day is Saint Zita. And she lived from around 1212 to April 27th, 1272. So she lived to be about 60 years old. She is an Italian saint, the patron saint of maids and domestic servants. She is often appealed to in order to help find lost keys. So, guys, when you're missing your car keys, Saint Zita is your girl. She is often confused with Saint Osyth or Osytha, an important English saint with a town named after her. Zita was born to a poor family in Tuscany, not far from Lucca, to Giovanni and Bonissima Lombardo. Her maternal side, Graziano, was a hermit who dwelt on a neighboring mountain where he had built a church and a shelter for travelers. Her elder sister became a Cistercian nun. By the age of 12, she became a servant in the household of the Fatinellis, a well-to-do family of silk merchants. Signora Fatinelli allowed Zita to attend school for a year and then put her to be trained under an older maid. Seeing how fond everyone was of Zita, the older maid did everything in her power to discredit her as negligent and lazy. Zita never attempted to defend herself. The other servants interpreted her piety as posturing. By her meek and humble self-restraint, she at last succeeded in overcoming the malice of her fellow servants. She gave one-third of her wages to her parents, kept a third, and gave the rest to the poor. The mistress of the house placed Zita in charge of the household almsgiving and allowed her to visit the sick in their own homes and tend to their needs. A small room isolated from the rest of the house was put at Zita's disposal. She would venture out in the evenings and invite some poor homeless woman to supper. The room had a bed and was offered as a safe shelter for the night. She always rose several hours before the rest of the family and took care to hear Mass every morning before she began work. She attended to her tasks with diligence and fidelity and studied when possible to anticipate what needed to be done. It was Signora Fatinelli's dying wish that Zita be placed in charge of the household. Zita continued to serve the Fatinellis after the death in 1260 of Guglielmi Fatinelli when his son Pagano became head of the family. A story sometimes depicted in art concerns Zita carrying bread in her cloak to bring to the poor. Jealous servants reported this to the master, who confronted Zita. Upon opening the cloak, however, it was found to be full of flowers. A similar tale is told of St. Elizabeth of Hungary. One anecdote relates a story of Zita giving away her own food during a famine, and then that of her master. When he remonstrated with her for depleting the family's own resources, they found the pantry fully stocked. There are various versions on the miracle of the loaves. On one morning, Zita left her chore of baking bread either to tend to someone in need or was in deep prayer in her room. She returned to find in the kneading trough the loaves already prepared or already baked. Since neither the servants nor the mistress knew who had prepared the bread, it was commonly attributed to angels. On another occasion, Zita was returning from distributing alms when she encountered a beggar. Having nothing left to give him, she accompanied him to the village to draw him a cool drink. She let a copper jug down into the well, and in the act of holding it out to him, made the sign of the cross over the water, praying that the drink might be blessed to the poor wayfarer. As he made to drink, he found the water had turned into wine. Now, Saint Zita is incorrupt. She died peacefully in the Fatinelli house on April 27th, 1272. It is said that a star appeared above the attic where she slept at the moment of her death. She was 60. And had served and edified the family for 48 years. By the time of her death, she had become practically venerated by the family. After 150 miracles had been attributed to Zita's intercession and recognized by the church, she was canonized in 1696. Her body was exhumed in 1580, discovered to be incorrupt. St. Zita's body is currently on display for public veneration in the Basilica di San Fernando in Lucca. Guilds were established in Zita's honor to provide homes for servants temporarily out of work, to care for those aged or incurably ill, and to provide terms of long service. Soon after Zita's death, a popular cult grew up around her, centering on the Basilica of San Frediano in Lucca. During the late medieval era, her popular cult had grown throughout Europe. In England, she was known under the name Citha and was popularly invoked by maidservants and housewives, particularly in event of having lost one's key or when crossing rivers or bridges. Images of St. Zita may be seen in churches across the south of England. The Church of St. Benet Sherhog in London has been thought to have a chapel dedicated to her, but this is a confusing mistake, as the chapel is to St. Osith or Ositha, and was locally known as Saint Sithes. Both saints were sometimes referred to as Citha, C-I-T-H-A. However, despite the gaining popularity, especially amongst women at this time, the cult was not an official one. Pope Leo X sanctioned a liturgical cult within the church in the early 16th century, which was confirmed upon her canonization. In 1748, Pope Benedict XIV added her name to the Roman Martyrology. In 2022, Zita was officially added to the Episcopal Church calendar with a feast of 27 April. Zita is the patron saint of domestic workers, housekeepers, waitresses, and household chores. Her feast day in the Roman Catholic Church is, surprise, today, April 27th. To this day, families bake a loaf of bread in celebration of St. Zita's feast day. From 1890 to 2000, St. Zita's Home of Friendless Women in Manhattan provided food, clothing, shelter, and job training for destitute women. The Church of the Immaculate Conception in Somerville, New Jersey, sponsors the St. Zita Ministry, which reaches out to the elderly in the parish who live alone and may need help with washing and changing of sheets, towels, as well as personal laundry. And there was a movie about St. Zita of Lucca in 2002 created by the Terrabona family, who also served as actors. The movie was called Zita. And so there you have it. There is the story of St. Zita of Lucca. And I am looking at a picture of her being incorrupt. Let me see if I can't get a closer look. Yeah, she's definitely incorrupt in this picture.
Cool.
So, there's the story of Saint Zita. Let's see who's the saint of the day is for tomorrow. Saint Peter Chanel. That's going to be a long one, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know a whole lot about Saint Peter Chanel. And we should. He lived and died in the 18th century. Although there can't be too much to tell about him because he only lived to be about 38. Let's see. Not even 38. Try 37. 12th of July, 1803 to 28 April, 1841. So we'll have an interesting show on him tomorrow. And let's see. I want to read about the Eucharistic miracle of Tumaco, Colombia from 1906. And remember, guys, that April is the month of the Eucharist, and I've been trying, when Blog Talk Radio is working, to read a Eucharistic miracle every day. So the undersea earthquake in 1906 on the Pacific coast caused an enormous damage in many areas. Father Bernardino of Garcia of the Conception, who was at the time in the city of Panama, gave the following testimony regarding the terrible cataclysm that struck the area. Unexpectedly, an enormous wave, we style them tsunamis today, crashed into the port, reached into the market area, and destroyed everything. Boats that had been drawn up on shore were picked up, hurled long distances, causing heavy losses. The small island of Tumaco was spared by a miracle thanks to the faith of the people and the blessing with the Blessed Sacrament by Father Gerardo Lorando. On January 31st, 1906, on the small island of Tumaco, at 10 o'clock in the morning, the earth shook violently for almost 10 minutes. All of the inhabitants of the village ran to the church and begged the pastor, Father Gerardo Lorando, to lead a procession with the Blessed Sacrament. The sea was rising and had already engulfed part of the beach. It had plunged inland a kilometer and a half, and a mountainous wall of water was building up and threatening to drown everyone and everything in one gigantic wave. Father Gerardo consumed the small hosts in the ciborium and set the large hosts aside. He called out to his people, "Let us go, my people. Let us go toward the beach, and may God have pity on us." Comforted by the presence of the Eucharist, the Eucharistic Christ, they began their march, weeping and crying out to God. Scarcely had Father Lorando reached the beach with the monstrance in hand when he advanced courageously to the water edge, and as the wave came rushing in, he calmly raised the sacred host and traced the sign of the cross. It was a moment of tremendous solemnity. The wave hesitated, paused, and backed off. Father Lorando and Father Julian alongside him saw what was transpiring, and the people, overjoyed, cried out, "Miracle, miracle." In truth, a force beyond that of nature prevailed. The mighty wall of water that threatened to wipe the village of Tumaco off the face of the earth was halted and began to recede, and the sea resumed its normal level. The inhabitants of Tumaco were overcome with overflowing joy at having been saved from death by the favor of Jesus and the Blessed Sacrament. Prayers of fervent thanks poured out. The miracle of Tumaco became known across the world, and Father Lorando received letters from Europe asking for his prayers. How cool is that?
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Jesus stopped the wall of water. Of course, yeah. Jesus can do just about anything. Actually, take out just about. He can do anything.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple of things that Jesus can't do. He can't lie. He can't violate his own justice. And he can't do evil.
True.
Other than that, pretty much no limitations.
Exactly. And tomorrow we are going to hear about the Eucharistic miracle of Egypt, which happened from the 3rd through the 5th centuries. So that's going to be an interesting one, although it is somewhat short. But that's the one that we're going to focus on tomorrow. And if we have time, we'll do another one.
Cool.
Let's see. What else do we need to do today? Oh, the divine praises. Blessed be God. Blessed be his holy name. Blessed be Jesus Christ, true God and true man. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be his most sacred heart. Blessed be his most precious blood. Blessed be Jesus in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary Most Holy. Blessed be her holy and immaculate conception. Blessed be her glorious Assumption. Blessed be the name of Mary, Virgin and Mother. Blessed be Saint Joseph, her most chaste spouse. Blessed be God in his angels and in his saints. Amen and amen.
Yep.
So that pretty much does it for me today. I'm out of things to do.
Yeah, I will just mention one more thing. 538, I know you're familiar with 538.com, Nate
yes.
Silver's group.
Yes.
So they just released their latest batch of polls, and according to their latest rankings, Donald Trump is leading in every battleground state.
Interesting.
Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Arizona, Nevada. Trump's leading in all of them. That's
interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty decisive.
Yes, it is.
Hopefully that trend continues.
Well, hopefully.
Yep.
Of course, we're technically not supposed to talk about that.
Well, Richard Pettis and John Benko can talk about that.
That's true.
We can't endorse as an apostolate. As an apostolate, the four persons takes no official position on this political race. So that's our little disclaimer. Would you close with just a Hail Mary for my daughter Melissa on this on her birthday?
Yep. Sure. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, guys, so we'll be back with you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. God willing, and Blog Talk Radio still working. And yes, I'm going to pick on them for a few days.
Yeah.
They were down every day after Tuesday last week.
Yeah. And if you get a chance to tune in to my appearance on Eric's show tonight, by all means, please do that. I'll send you the link as soon as I've got it.
Yep. I was going to say, send me the link and I will.
Okay. All right. I'll see you.
All right. So everybody, I want you to have a blessed rest of your Saturday. Remember, Sunday Mass is a Saturday decision. So make your decision today to go to Mass tomorrow. Lay your clothes out and be all ready. Have everything you need for Mass. So I want you to have a blessed rest of your Saturday and a blessed Sunday until I see you tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God bless.
God bless.